This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A New York woman has been arrested after authorities say she made threats against LGBTQ businesses in Colorado. CPR's Tony Gorman reports.
The U.S. Attorney's Office in Colorado says the calls occurred weeks after the Club Q shooting in Colorado Springs. Sharon Robinson referenced the shooting and used slurs in threatening to shoot up at least four businesses in Denver and Glendale. The 40-year-old appeared in federal court in New York Wednesday. She was released on $50,000 bond and will be prosecuted in Colorado. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Scientists in southeast Colorado want to understand how climate change and agriculture affect safe drinking water. Sally Weir bought a house in the San Luis Valley 5 years ago. She told our partners at KFF Health News that the first time she tested her well water, the level of arsenic was nearly five times the federal standard.
It makes me really anxious. Even though I'm attempting to mitigate for it, I worry about it fairly frequently, and I've thought about just buying drinking water, but that's a lot.
Researchers previously linked high arsenic levels in California, Mexico, and Vietnam to the overpumping of aquifers, which is also common in Colorado. Some of the state's rural communities are getting new federal help to clean up polluted properties. The Environmental Protection Agency announced nearly $5 million for projects in Buena Vista, Pueblo, San Luis, and other towns. The money would help revive so-called brownfield sites, properties contaminated with things like lead paint or asbestos. Voters in Denver could elect a woman as mayor for the first time next month. Kelly Broff says it took a long time to come around to the idea of running for office.
For me, it was never the right time. I'm a single mom raising my kids, and that was always my priority.
And now she's on the ballot in Denver's runoff election next month, and we'll hear more about her later in this hour. You'll find our story on Broff's opponent in the mayor's race and a helpful voter's guide at CPR.org and at Denverite.com. This is Morning Edition on CPR News.